Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Plans for new legislation to lift the passenger cap at Dublin Airport will be discussed by the government today, and the Transport Minister is seeking approval to try and get legislation for the removal of Dublin Airport's 32 million a year passengers that have travelled through. Hotelier and bar owner Owen Doyle is with me here on the line today. Owen, do we need to lift the passenger cap at the airport?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
I think at this stage, it's self-evident that we can't have an island nation with basically, you know, no transport in there. We've no rail network, international rail network. We've no international road network. So short of, you know, the boat to from Holyhead, how else are we supposed to get here and get out of here?
So no question about it. Has to be lifted, and additional passengers need the opportunity to fly through it, is it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was imposed, you know, back, I think, 2007. You know, we've outgrown it. It was imposed, apparently, in relation to roads to the airport, whereas nowadays, you know, a huge amount of people go to the airport by bus. So even the thinking behind it, I think, is outdated. But in reality, we just can't have a situation that we have a cap on Dublin Airport. It just makes no sense. That's not just from tourists, obviously, which is my end of things, but people going abroad on holidays, you know, people visiting their parents who live abroad, people trying to do business here. Just, you know, for a million different reasons, it has to be lifted.
23 million people passed through the airport when the passenger cap was first introduced. Last year, over 33 million passengers passed through Dublin Airport, breaching the cap. How many is enough?
Well, there's a kind of combination of that. First of all, I mean, the cap, I think, was lifted by the courts, which allowed for the people to come through. So, you know, listen, there's various reasons. One of them is that there's a lot more flights into Dublin nowadays. Now, some of the people are coming in are connecting. But if you want to have multiple destinations, you want people to visit Ireland, you want people to come and do business in Ireland for multiple destinations, you need connecting flights as well. You know, being a hub is just part of the scene. If you're not that, then what happens is, you know, the number of flights is reduced, therefore the amount of people who can get here is reduced, and it's just a spiraling circle. So, you know, I don't know what enough is. Enough is when we've got enough connectivity that the country can sustain its business and the tourism business, you know, by itself. But, you know, I'm not an expert in what the numbers are. Mm. I just know that putting a cap on it is an artificial way of inhibiting business. That just makes no sense.
Stay with me, Owen, for a few moments. I want to bring in Cathal Boland. Cathal's a Fingal independent county councillor. How many passengers is enough in your mind, Cathal?
Well, interestingly, the local area plan adopted by the council says that the cap should be at 40 million per annum. The extraordinary part about that is that was adopted a couple of years ago. The DAA have failed to make a valid planning application. So one would have to ask themselves the question, was my motion correct 2 years ago, calling on the government to dismiss the board? I know that Mr. O'Leary is now of the same mind as myself, that it is a question of incompetence.
There's obviously, you know, the legislative avenues that are being explored in and around this. But so you want the cap lifted at the 32 million, even though we're already breaching that?
The issue is that the council's policy provides for the cap to move to 40 million. To do that, they need somebody to ask them to do it, to give them a planning application, which is a valid application that they can adjudicate on. Currently, there is an application with the planning department, which they asked for additional information, for clarity of some issues. And the DA have not succeeded in answering
the question. Okay. Stay, Cathal, I'm going to cut across you for a moment because I just want to try to connect, Cathal, with your phone line. It's just a little bit difficult to catch everything you're saying. So bear with me there for a moment. Broadcaster Adrian Kennedy is with me on the line as well. You live in the vicinity of the airport, Adrian.
In an area that's about 3 kilometres as the crow flies from the end of the new north runway, so we're fairly close to the airport. But I'm very conflicted over this, Andrea. On the one hand, I see the need for increasing the passenger cap. In fact, I think it should be scrapped altogether. When I hear of flights into and out of Dublin having to be cancelled or not scheduled because we might breach the cap, I see the logic of getting rid of it. But I live very close to the airport, and we've been directly impacted by noise from the new north runway. But the issue isn't so much the amount of planes that are taking off from Dublin Airport. The issue is the flight path that planes take when they take off from the new runway. So if I can just describe it to you, when planes are taking off towards the west off the new north runway, they take a very sharp right-hand turn, which flies them directly over our house. But that's in breach of the planning. The flights should be going out in a straight line out of the airport. If they did, they wouldn't come near our house at all. When they're landing on that runway from the west, they come in a straight line and we don't hear them at all. So the issue really, as regards residents, and I know an awful lot of residents around are dead against the lifting of the passenger cap. But my main issue is that the problem is the route, is the flight path that planes take when taking off from the new north runway. And that needs to be addressed.
But previously, though, there had been a ban, hadn't there, on landing or taking off between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. Wasn't that the case?
Yeah, that's right. And that's being extended now. So the dark period for the north runway will be midnight to 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And again, I don't really personally, I'm not speaking on behalf of any residents.
No, I know that. Just personally, yourself. Yeah.
And I don't personally have a problem with any of the changes, the lifting of the cap, the more nighttime flights. If the authorities would fly the airplanes in the route and the flight path that they should be going on and not the deviated flight path where they take that sharp right-hand turn when taking off from the airport.
How does that impact day-to-day living, Adrian?
It can be very difficult. We can't really sit out in our back garden without our conversation being interrupted every minute or 2 minutes. It is very difficult, and I'd be lying if I said it doesn't impact. It does, but again, this is all to do when as I said, Andrea, when flights are landing on the north runway from the west, they come in a straight line, and we don't hear them at all. But when they're taking off in that same direction, they come directly over our house. So if the authorities would sort out that, then I would have no complaints.
So it's the flight path for you is the issue rather than actually the number of passengers.
100%. 100%. Yeah. And if the flight path was as intended, which is taking off in a straight line and only deviating when planes are over at a high altitude over Blanchardstown and places like that, we wouldn't be impacted at all. And everyone could go about their business.
What about the point? Duncan Stewart is with us too, environmental journalist as well. What about the point, Duncan, that's been made, you know, the impact that the passenger cap is actually having on the Irish economy? Have I got Duncan? Can you hear me? Duncan, hi, Duncan. How are you?
Hi. Sorry, I didn't realise, Andrea, you were coming to me. Yeah. Well, if I take the situation here in Ireland, our greenhouse gas emissions are massive compared to what we have to achieve by 2030. The reductions of a 51% reduction is not happening. And airlines are a major contributor to this. Airlines contribute 1/3 of our total greenhouse gas emissions in Ireland. That's gone up tenfold from what it was in 1990. I mean, it's a colossal increase. And we seem in Ireland to be in denial about the impacts of greenhouse gas emissions from airlines. And of course, that doesn't even include the non-CO2 emissions. It's only dealing with the burning of fuel part. It doesn't deal with the contrails and the cirrus clouds and the nitrates and the other emissions that happen from an air flight when it's up at high altitudes. So it nearly doubles that emissions, in fact. So we have a massive problem with climate change. We are not addressing it here in Ireland, and airlines are a major cause. And of course, we've allowed up to 32 million people to go through Dublin Airport, which in my view is far too much. And of course, an awful lot of people are suffering from it, from noise and disturbances from aircraft. But the real issue is the carbon emissions, and we are in denial about it.
So you want to cut back on the cap of 32 million as it is anyway, Duncan?
Well, my view is it's 32 million is far too much. If we compare that to with Europe, we're flying four times as much in Ireland than in Europe. And we need to understand that we're completely out of line with the rest of the world. Only about 4% of the world population fly internationally every year. 4%. You know, 11% fly within their own country, but 11% is all of global population. We are absolutely at the other end of that. We are one of the highest emitters of airline emissions from airlines in the world. And we seem to be not facing up to this reality. You know, so, you know, if I look at the increase that happened since 1990, it's a 500% increase. That was research by Professor Hannah Daly in UCD and her team. And, you know, it's clear that, you know, there's no solution for airlines. You know, this idea of different types of fuels is not going to happen.
You think that's not going to work? The government and the programme for government have committed to try and, as they say, I think, work with all of the different elements here or the stakeholders to try and look at the lifting of the passenger cap at Dublin Airport as soon as possible. And we know that the Michael O'Leary from Ryanair has even been quite critical, Duncan, at the pace at which this is even moving in the first instance. He and many others. And then we hear from Adrian and so many people, residents living in the vicinity of Dublin Airport that are impacted by the flight path. I mean, like, what's actually going to happen here? Because the Transport Minister, Darragh...
Take Ryanair for a minute. You know, they want more and more passengers because that is making big profits for them. They have a vested interest. You had Owen Doyle there, who is in the tourism interest. He has a vested interest.
But nothing wrong with that. That's the business they're in. They'll say that, like, Owen Doyle is still with us here, Duncan, and he and many others will stay. It's stifling economic growth.
Can I come in for a moment? Sorry, Duncan. I just want to come in for a moment. Go on ahead.
Just bear with us, Duncan, for a moment. Go on.
Sorry, Duncan. I just want to interrupt for one second. I don't want to get into a head-to-head on this. But you're comparing us with Europe. We have no European land borders. We have no intercity trains. We have no highways with all those cars going from, you know, the various European cities from one city to another. We've only one way in, short of a very, very inferior ferry service.
Yes,
I mean, they cancelled all. Just let me talk, Duncan, for a moment.
Just let Owen make the point there.
So we scrapped the Dunleary ferries as well. So we've only one way to do it. And we're well aware that Michael O'Leary is in it to make profits. And I myself am in the business. But we employ hundreds upon hundreds of people in this business. So we are reliant on it. Ireland is reliant on tourism. It's reliant on visitors. Our business network, everything is reliant on people paying to get into the country. If you don't get them in, we won't have a country. We won't have an economy that can sustain employment and can sustain the social benefits that people paying tax, etc., bring into the country. So, like, it's great. We're all for you. You know, everybody wants to save the climate. Everybody wants to reduce emissions. But you can't restrict the number of people coming into the country. That can't be an excuse to do that. You've got to find a better way of doing it. We're an island nation. It's the only way in and it's the only way out.
Okay, so the fact that the Transport Minister, Duncan, has said that he's looking for this legislative approval today to remove the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, it's not even the 32 million. You think 32 million passengers is too many anyway, as it stands?
It's too many, and we should put a high price on flights. In other words, the first flight should
put up the price.
Cost.
Okay.
The second flight shouldn't cost.
Adrian's
third flight should, and it should go up after that, you know, at a progressive rate.
Yeah. So the more you fly, the more you pay.
The abuse of airlines.
Okay. So the more you fly, the more you pay. Kevin is with me on the line.
I think that is the only fair way to do it.
Okay. Kevin's with me on the line. Kevin, can you hear me? Okay, you can.
Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
Not
listen,
too bad.
Thanks for having me on. And with the greatest respect and with the full recognition of where the environmental journalist is coming from, but everyone in this country, I believe, has a vested interest in flight. I have a son living in America. How am I to get to him? We're an island nation. The only way I can get to see him is to use a flight. It's as simple as that. And there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in Ireland who require airlines to see their family. We don't all live in the same house, we don't all live in the same county, and we don't all live in the same island. And it's spurious nonsense to be saying that, you know, the big bad wolf here is flights. Flights have facilitated me seeing my son in America because of their availability.
And what about the clean air and the state of the environment? Do we all have an entitlement
there
to...
There are numerous factors around clean air and the state of the environment. And that's what I said at the outset of the conversation, with the greatest of respect to him. Let's be honest here. If anyone has ever travelled to the United States, for instance, as I have, and seen the highways and the way the environmental climate is over there, if anyone has travelled to China, to India, to all of these states that have no regulatory framework around environmental issues and are continuing on with industrial carnage, but yet it's Ireland, a place of 4 million people, is somehow to blame for the environmental damage that's being caused.
I don't think it's that we're to blame, but I think Duncan's point, to be fair, is that we all need to do our bit. We've 32 million people. We breached the cap last year. I think it was 33.3 million we had flying in and out of Dublin Airport, and we're looking to extend that now to 40 million and plus even again, you know, if we're to listen to some of the groups involved in this. So you think the cap has to be lifted, Kevin, in your view, no question about it.
100%.
Right. Text on this, very simple way to fix this situation. Fly from Belfast, says this listener. I live in Donegal. It's just as handy as Dublin. You can also have many more airlines, cheaper flights and more destinations. Another listener getting in touch to say, I have a genuine query from all those advocating for the lifting of the passenger cap. Can any of them please supply factual data as to how many visitors could not come to Ireland this year because of the current cap? Do you have that information, Owen?
Well, my understanding is that the current cap was actually lifted this year by court. So it's not actually in place. But it's not a satisfactory situation that we have a cap or we don't have a cap. You know, it would be much less confusing if we, you know, if it was just lifted. My understanding is that the American airlines particularly are a bit, they don't like these kind of blurry rules that we kind of seem to specialise in.
But they're looking for certainty.
They're looking for certainty, exactly, yeah. But at this moment in time, there wasn't a cap, is my understanding. So therefore, no passengers didn't come in.
Yeah, well, I think the idea is that the American airlines want to be in a position to expand the number of routes and destinations that they offer and have a greater suite of places to be able to fly us to from next year onwards.
I would say this here. I mean, I've seen it in Dublin. The tourist numbers are down, but actually because there's so many different routes from America that just weren't there a couple of years ago, there's been a great influx of young American people coming in and, looking for, to kind of, you know, get in touch with cities, not necessarily Irish roots. Some of them might have, you know, generations back. But it's been great to see because it's been less the standard, you know, American tour buses and much more the independent young American traveller just into Dublin to have a look around and do a little bit touring around the country.
Listeners, we're all so short-sighted. In years, we're going to be complaining about the bad air quality and the fact that we all have asthma, and we're going to be wondering why. It's so foolish not to look after our air at the moment. Another listener tells me, of course, we need planes, but it also Ireland needs less polluting airplanes as well. We need to fly less. Most people aren't flying to visit family, and we need to look at the unnecessary flights and reduce them. Many are transatlantic flights to European cities just because they're cheap to travel to. I use a ferry when I can and only fly when essential. Another listener makes the point, Duncan Stewart is dead on. The more you fly, the more you should pay. Your third and fourth and fifth flight of the year should absolutely cost you double. This texter says flying is like sweets for people in their 30s, 40s and 50s. They need to wake up and see just how damaging they really are to the environment. People are travelling for fun, not for need or necessity. Islands will be the first to go underwater, says this listener. Keep your thoughts coming into us. We're chatting about this today because the Transport Minister is meeting with the Cabinet, meeting with government to try and get approval for legislation to remove the passenger cap at Dublin Airport. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's environmental journalist Duncan Stewart, broadcaster Adrian Kennedy, Owen Doyle there, hotelier and bar owner, and Fingal Independent Councillor Cathal Boland. Kevin was with us a little earlier too.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.